Mr. Laycock, it seems to me that what you're missing here is, and this is what distinguishes legislative prayer from other kinds, the people who are on the town board or the representatives who are in Congress, they're citizens. They are there as citizens. The judges here are not, we're not here as citizens. And as citizens, they bring to their job all of the predispositions that citizens have. And these people perhaps invoke the deity at meals. They should not be able to invoke it before they undertake a serious governmental task such as enacting laws or ordinances. There is a serious religious interest on the other side of this thing, that people who have religious beliefs ought to be able to invoke the deity when they are acting as citizens and not as judges or as experts in the executive branch. And it seems to me that when they do that, so long as all groups are allowed to be in, it seems to me an imposition upon them to stifle the manner in which they invoke their deity.